Last night we started Surah Yusuf, and the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam has been described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself as Ahsan al-Qasas, which means the best of stories. And not just the stories in the sense that it's an interesting or a beautiful story, rather it's a story which has many, many lessons in it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as Ahsan al-Qasas. Part of the lessons are the issue of what we call in Arabic Iffah, and keeping one's self and one's own character pure from engaging in relationships which are outside the boundaries of Islam in terms of or outside the boundaries of marriage. And this is something that the Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam protected himself through. And even because of that, he had to end up in prison. He was willing to deal with that and put up with that rather than fall into the haram relationship. So this is a very key element of this surah. But I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to talk about the event that took place while Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in the prison itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. Two young men, they entered the prison with Yusuf alayhi salam. And they had got the news from people that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam knows how to interpret dreams. And according to one opinion, they decided to just test him out. They didn't see any dream, but they decided to just test him. So they said, okay, we've had these dreams, so interpret them for us. And according to other opinions, they actually did see the dreams, and they asked him to interpret the dreams. What were the dreams? قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي عَصِيرُ خَمْرًا. One of them said that I am seeing in my dream that I am squeezing wine. Squeezing wine means squeezing grapes so that they become wine. And the other said, وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ. And the other said that I see in my dream that I am carrying bread on top of my head and birds are pecking at that bread. Birds are coming down on my head. The bread is on my head and the birds are coming down and pecking the bread off my head. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Give us the interpretation of these dreams. Indeed, we regard you as somebody who is a muhsin, as a well-wisher and one who wants good for us. So interpret these dreams for us. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he didn't give the answer immediately. What did he say? لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمَا ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. He said that when your dinner comes, when your food comes, that's when I'll be able to interpret the dream for you. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me. So there's a couple of meanings that the scholars have said this means. One, that Yusuf alayhi salam, by looking into the food itself, he could interpret the dream. And there's something which maybe people are familiar with. Looking into tea leaves is something what so-called fortune tellers do. They look at, they take a cup of tea and the tea leaves, and nowadays you have tea bags, but traditionally when you make tea, it's used with the loose tea. So people, fortune tellers, what they do is they look inside the tea itself and they look at the shape of the tea and everything and they tell the fortune from that. Now, telling fortunes is haram and this is not something that we encourage. But some scholars say that Yusuf alayhi salam mentioning that when the food comes, I'll tell you the interpretation, maybe it's something along those lines. And another interpretation is that Yusuf alayhi salam was simply saying that at the time when your food comes, Jibreel alayhi salam is going to tell me what the interpretation of the dream is. And this basically, it will be ilmul ghaib directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to wait for that to come. And also from this we learn that if a person doesn't know something immediately, and this is especially for those people in leadership positions or in responsible positions, and especially when it comes to religious knowledge, if a person doesn't know the answer to the question, he should research it rather than giving a guess to save face. know, it's easy to just blurt out an answer that a person doesn't know. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to say, "La adri nisful ilm." To say I don't know, it is actually half of knowledge. Because if a person doesn't know, then he is going to try to make an effort to learn what he doesn't know. But if a person doesn't even admit that he doesn't know, then obviously he's not going to make an effort. So to, you know, ask for time and to say, well, I'll tell you later, there's nothing wrong with doing that as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did. The ayah goes on to say, "Inni taraktu millata qawmin la yu'minuna billahi wa hum bil akhirati hum kafirun." The wording is this: I have left the way of a people that have no iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are denying the akhirah. They are denying the hereafter. So the wording suggests that Yusuf alayhi salam, he was on the path of disbelief or shirk, and he left that path, and he came onto the path of tawheed. But this never happened. He was born in the house of a prophet. He was the son of a prophet. He's a prophet himself. So he was never on the path of shirk or the path of kufr. So what does it mean? Why does he use this wording? This is the way of giving dawah to people. Many people, what they tend to do when they are advising, even with good intention, they put the person on the spot and tell him, you are doing this, and you should do this, and you should not do this, and you are you are doing this wrong and you are doing this right. So basically the person feels like he's being put into a corner and he is the only person who's doing anything wrong. Whereas if a person, and you'll see this, most scholars, they will use this kind of terminology when they are giving lectures. They will say, we should make sure that we don't engage in any type of shirk, and we should make sure that we should never engage in any type of bid'ah. You know, everybody is included in that, including the person who is engaged in those wrong things, and yet he doesn't feel that he's being addressed in that way. And this was something that the Prophet ﷺ used to do. He used to never name people in his lectures or his khutbahs. When he used to want to address a weakness amongst the people, he used to say, "Ma balu aqwamin ya'maluna kada wa kada." You know, what's wrong with some people that do such and such actions? He didn't even used to name them, but in general, he used to mention the weaknesses of the people or the wrong that they were engaging in, without directly putting them down or making them look inferior in any way. So the fact that Yusuf alayhi salam is saying, "Inni taraktu millata qawmin," I left the way of a people, it means that you also, if you are engaging in shirk and you are doing something wrong and engaged in kufr and you don't have belief in the hereafter, you along with me, you should also adopt that belief and leave shirk, leave kufr and follow the way that I am following. So this was why Yusuf alayhi salam did that. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And I followed the way of my forefathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. Now, his father was Yaqub, and his father was Ishaq, and his father was Ibrahim. So he should have gone in that order, right? But instead, he mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam first. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his great-grandfather, was mentioned first. Why? Because the Tawheed emanated from him. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came from him. He was Abu al-Anbiya, the patriarch of the prophets. And that's why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned. And then after that, Ishaq and Yaqub. And he says, "Ma kana lana an nushrika billahi min shay." It was not appropriate for us that we should commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. This is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us and upon the people. But most people, they are not grateful. And then Yusuf alayhi salam gives the two people that came to him da'wah. And he says, Ya sahibi sijn, arbabu mutafarriquna khayrun amillahu al-wahid al-qahhar. Oh, my partners of the prison. See how he gets them close? Oh, my partners of the prison. Oh, my companions of the prison. Again, not demeaning them, rather bringing them close. He says, arbabu mutafarriqun. Different gods or different lords, are they better or one all-powerful God is that better? مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا. What you have been worshipping other than Allah are simple names that you've invented. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سُلْطَانِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not revealed any proof for. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Indeed, the judgment is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. And He has ordered that you should worship only Him. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the straight path or the right religion or the straightforward path. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people are unaware. And then He tells them the interpretation of the dream. So, first, He gives them the importance of Tawheed, importance in belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, importance of getting away from shirk, and then He tells them what they came for. Ya sahibi sijni amma ahadukuma fayasqi rabbahu khamra. One of you is going to be giving wine to his Lord, meaning his master. Meaning he's going to be set free from the prison, and he's going to go back to the king, and then he's going to serve wine to him. Meaning he's going to be one of the servants that are going to be serving wine. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَيُسْلَبُ فَتَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ رَأْسِهِ. And the other, he's going to be hanged and birds are going to be eating from his head. Meaning the rotting body, the carcass is going to be hanging up there and birds are going to be eating from his head. So he didn't say which one is which, but it was very clear who is going to be who. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. The order or the issue or the matter about which you've been seeking the fatwa has been ordained, meaning the dream has been interpreted. And this is something that is mentioned in the hadith, that when you see a dream, you should not tell it to people who will just make up an interpretation. According to this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that when a person tells a person a dream and that person, he makes that interpretation of the dream, then sometimes whatever that interpretation is done, that can become true. And this is something that is mentioned in a hadith. So when a person sees dreams, he should try to keep them to himself or go to only a knowledgeable person who can tell him what the dream is. Many people come to me with scary dreams and things that they've been seeing for a long time. I simply tell them, you know, just give sadaqah, inshallah everything will be fine. And this is what probably a knowledgeable person will tell you. Okay, that this is how you're supposed to deal with these kinds of dreams. If you feel that, you know, those dreams are going to come true, give sadaqah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. The dreams do not need to be interpreted every single time. And then he said, Yusuf alayhi salam said to the one who he thought is going to be free, Udhkurni inda rabbik. Remember me with your master. When you go to the master and you're giving him wine, remember me. So this was a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these two young men are entered into the prison with Yusuf alayhi salam. They ask him the interpretation of the dream, and then he gives them the interpretation of the dream, and one of them, he's going to go back to the king and he's going to work in the king's castle or wherever the king was living. And Yusuf alayhi salam told him that when you go to the king, remember me. Remember me, meaning mention me. But then when the person got free, he forgot all about Yusuf alayhi salam. And because of that, Yusuf alayhi salam stayed in prison for a few more years until the king had a dream. And then the king asked for the interpretation of the dream. Nobody knew the interpretation of the dreams, and that person then remembered Yusuf alayhi salam after so many years, went back to the prison, got him out, or he didn't get him out while he's still in the prison. He asked him the interpretation of that dream. Yusuf alayhi salam gave the interpretation, and then because of the giving of that interpretation, ultimately he was released, and he became the treasurer, or the treasurer, what do you call, the minister of agriculture. He became responsible for all of that. So from going from a prison, he was put into charge of a government position. He got this huge position that nobody could have dreamt that a person in his position could have attained. So this is what ultimately happened. But the point is that two men enter into the prison with Yusuf alayhi salam, and one of them, many years later, become the means of his release. Okay, so, you know, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can happen in many, many strange ways. You know, you meet somebody and that person can help you many, many years later. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how those relationships work and how those things work out. So we should always keep a trust in Allah. You know, whenever we're going through difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan sometimes. We don't see it immediately. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam saw the benefit of being with those two people many years later, 8 or 9 years later, after he was in the prison, but he did see it. So similarly, we should keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes has plans. We go through difficulties in our life, hardships in our life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does bring us ease. It may take us many years to see that ease, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does have a plan, and we should always keep our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray that Allah gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.